Matthew 6:25-33 in the Message. If you decide for God, a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtimes or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There's far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God, and you count far more to him than birds. Has anyone, by fussing in front of a mirror, ever gotten taller by so much as an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion. Do you think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wild flowers. They never primp or shop, but have you ever seen such colour and design? Quite like it? The 10 best dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wild flowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. We can't move on to chapter 7 until we've fully understood what Jesus is saying here in Matthew 6:33. I want you to trust in, rely on, look to me for everything. He's saying, I don't want you relying on man because he cannot give you what you need. I am your all-sufficiency. One of his names is El Shaddai, Almighty God. In our translations, but literally it means the breasted one. This is the one who introduces himself to childless Abraham in Genesis 17:1, describing himself thus. I am God, the all-sufficient one, the nurturer and nourisher. There is nothing you will need that I cannot satisfy. Nothing that you will lack that I cannot and will not provide. I am El Shaddai, the one who not only enriches, keeps and sustains, but makes fruitful. Now, in human form as Jesus, he says to us, seek first and only my kingdom, my reign and rule in your life, and everything you need will come to you, guaranteed. If you're not convinced by that, try this. He is the Pantocrator, that's Greek. This title is found in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 6:18 and 9 times in the book of Revelation. Revelation 1:8, 4:8, 11:17, 15:3, 16:7, 16:14, 19:6, 19:15 and 21:22. Pantocrator, all-powerful, all-sustaining one. It's a compound of several Old Testament names for God. Yahweh, YHWH, the so-called tetragrammaton, the Lord, the self-existent one, who is always actively present in his creation, who is also the Lord of Sabaoth. The Lord of Sabaoth, the warrior king, or the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the army of heaven. Put together now with El Shaddai, the nurturer, sustainer and upholder of his creation, you have Pantocrator. This name of Jesus introduces us to the all-powerful one, the person, his majesty, El Supremo, who sustains, upholds, nourishes, feeds, watches over and protects his creation. A force to be reckoned with. The Lord Almighty, Pantocrator. Singularly, this is the name that describes his majesty. This is the King revealed in Revelation, the Lord of glory. This is the one who always reveals himself in our time of need, who is saying to you, right here, right now, I am enough. Argue with that if you can. I rest my case.